Congratulations, first of all. Like, what was that feeling like in the final 2 minutes? LJ was giving everyone hugs. The, you know, bench players got to come on.
It's amazing the fact everyone got to get on the floor tonight. Such a special feeling. Not often do you get to a grand final series. We brought it to game three. We know we've done the work. And honestly, it's just, it's the word sometimes I use is relief, because you've worked hard all season and you've done it. But what a special experience. I'm just going to soak it all up.
And I just remember that three that you hit in the third quarter and you let out like the massive like roar, you know, like what were you just feeling in that moment, I guess?
Just, I don't know, that third quarter, really something hit me, and we let them come back in game two in the second half. So I know we had to get it done in that second half. And I feel like when I hit that, I was just like, guns are blazing, let's go.
And just last, I remember last year, you know, after that grand final loss, you said, I don't ever want to feel this way again. And then you lost the first game of this series. Like, what did you kind of have to do as captain to just get it back?
Yeah, I think we were quite exhausted after our game three series against Boomers. We came out, we were flat, we had no energy or intent. So we know we could do it, and it was great. We were able to refresh. And to be honest, we haven't done anything easy this season. We've done it with our backs against the wall, and I'm just so proud of the girls.
And you've won with this team before, but how much better is it this time?
Oh, I think the older you get, you realise getting to a grand final is hard, let alone winning them. So for me, each one is just as special for different reasons, but I'm so thankful.
Thanks so much, Beck. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations, first of all, Lauren Jackson. This just must feel amazing. Like, how are you feeling in those last 2 minutes?
Oh, I was happy that I was on the bench, absolutely. It was great for us. It felt good that it came down to, you know, it was a blowout so that we could enjoy it. But yeah, it feels amazing. I'm really proud of the girls. They were incredible again, and yeah, I'm just really proud.
And last time I chatted to you at your farewell game, I remember you saying that you didn't even feel like a female athlete. Like, how are you feeling now?
How do I feel? I don't even know how I feel right now. I haven't had time to actually think about it, but I feel great. I feel good. I feel proud. I feel happy. I'm happy for Jerry and Jayco. The support that they've given us has been just incredible. So to be able to give this back is so special. The WNBL, Signet have been incredible. Just really happy. It's an amazing moment.
And last, this is your first WNBL title in 14 years. The last time you won, not to make you feel old, but I wasn't even born yet. Like, considering everything, I guess, just going on at the moment, like, how much more does this one mean?
It means a lot, just doing it in front of my kids and with my children. It's been a really hard season for all of us, but like, I think for our team, we've just been up and down so much. And I think to be able to win it the way that we did, gosh, it's special. It's probably the most special one for me with my kids here. Yeah.
Just last, because like, people were underestimating the Flyers because maybe they had, you know, there were three moms in the team, they're a bit older, and they thought that Perth would win.
Like, oh, absolutely. I think a lot of people thought that we wouldn't be able to keep up with Perth. And you know, we did. So, whatever. 42. Bring on 43, I say.
Congratulations, Lauren. Go celebrate. Congratulations. Like, what was the feeling like in those final couple of minutes when you guys kind of, I guess, knew you were going to win?
Yeah, thank you. It was exciting. Our whole team obviously worked so hard this whole season and paid off with the championship. So we're really happy about that and really just blessed.
Yeah. And there's a few moms in this team, you know, there's so much experience, but that doesn't necessarily, you know, mean you're going to win. What did it kind of take to come back after that first loss in the final series?
Oh, it just takes a lot of fight and a lot of dedication. Obviously, we went down in game one, but the good thing about it is that it's a series. So game two, we came back and came home with a win, and we had an opportunity to go into game three today, and we won, and it was just really amazing.
Yeah, like to do it in front of, you know, the crowd as well, like that just must be so special.
Yeah, it feels better just being at home in front of our fans and our families and our friends, and just to win it at home is really special.
And I know it's a team effort, but to win Grand Final MVP as well, like how much more special does that make it on top of just everything else?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome for sure. I'm definitely thankful, but obviously, you know, credit to my whole team. Everyone deserves MVP because it takes a whole team to win a game, and everyone was really huge in this final series. So, yeah, huge shout out to everybody.
And last, you've been all over the world. What is it about this particular team that's been so special?
Oh, I think just the makeup of the players and the coaches and the staff, just everyone is so incredible and, you know, really supports one another. And in women's basketball, that's what you want. And I think just from day one, we bought in and we really trusted each other and we wanted to win a championship at the end of the season.
Well, congratulations, first of all, Nads. This must mean a lot. Like, how was it, like, getting on in the final 2 minutes?
Oh, it was good. It was great. I mean, it's just so surreal, but it's awesome.
And I guess, you know, when you guys were down and you lost the last game, like, what did it kind of take to just come back and win these two?
I think for us the big thing was to stay connected and just come together. And when we did with that, we went through what we had to do and get better, and we did it.
And Carlyanne seemed to really step up. It must be so amazing to have, you know, been able to, like, watch her.
Yeah, she's great. She's great on and off the court. She's a great role model. I love Carly to bits, so she's great.
And I wanted to ask, like, what's kind of next for you, I guess, you're going to nominate for, like, the WNBA draft or stay here?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know. Yeah.
Congratulations, Maddie. You've been in this position before. You won with this team, but how much more does it mean this time?
Yeah, it's pretty special, I mean, especially after the rollercoaster of a season you have, and to come out on top and to win a championship, there's no better feeling.
And I guess a lot of people might have been doubting the Flyers because they were a bit older and they thought that, you know, Perth could kind of use their speed, like, just to come out and show them, like, what you could do. Like, how special is that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone could make the old comment or whatever they had to say, but we have probably one of the smartest teams in the league, and I think that came down to play in the end, the way we executed, the way we got the ball inside and the way we played for each other. I think, like, there was six people in double figures, or seven, so that just goes to show that, you know, we're a team that was playing for each other, and that's why we won the championship.
And the Flyers have so much experience as well, but I guess also, you know, again, that doesn't mean you'll win. Like, as vice-captain as well, what did you kind of have to do to turn that around after the first game?
Yeah, obviously we knew that we played a pretty bad game that first game, and it was going to come down to the defensive end, so we went back, we reviewed the game as actually a playing group, and then we had filmed the next day, and I think that made us realise that there was work to do, and it was going to come down to the defensive end, and as you could see, we were pretty locked in game two and three on defence, and that just stemmed into our offence.
And Carlyanne's really stepped up today as well, like, to have a player be able to come on and just get 11 points in one quarter, like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love playing with Carly. She's a shooter. She brings so much energy. She brings so much fight. So, yeah, to have her on your team and to have her come out and play the way she did was really good.
And last, just how good to do it at home as well, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's so special, obviously, to come back and play in front of your home fans, and obviously to win a championship in front of my family is something that is pretty special. And the reason I made the move to come back and play in Melbourne was to hopefully one day win a championship in front of them, and I have, and I think that is something that I'll forever remember.